USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump will nominate Jeffrey Rosen for Deputy Attorney General. Sierra Crawford has more.
The appointment being applauded by new Attorney General William Barr, who praises the Harvard Law School graduate in a statement, calling him an excellent choice to succeed Rod Rosenstein, who has served the Justice Department with years of dedication. Jeffrey Rosen currently serves as Transportation Secretary, but he's had a long career working at the Office of Management and Budget under former President George W. Bush, and he and Barr were both partners at the prestigious law firm of Kirkland & Ellis. This connection, Bloomberg News says, led Barr to tap him as Rosenstein's replacement. Sierra Crawford, Washington.
Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting that President Trump asked Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker if a supporter could be put in charge of the federal probe into his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
A Democratic candidate for president speaks out against the emergency declaration. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is condemning President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border.
The idea that he is trying to say that we have people that are trying to invade our country to commit mass crime is a crisis of his own making.
During a campaign stop in New Hampshire, the California Democratic senator said truth-telling must be restored in U.S. politics.
Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont has announced he's running for president again in 2020. President Trump weighed in on the announcement.
Personally, I think he missed his time, but I like Bernie because he is one person that, you know, on trade, he sort of would agree on trade. I'm being very tough on trade. He would tough on trade. The problem is he doesn't know what to do about it.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A major winter storm is blowing in, bringing freezing rain and snow to some areas of Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland, and bringing 10 inches of snow as far east as Pennsylvania. With more, here's John Clemens.
That freezing rain is causing a moderate risk of flash flooding, while sections of Pennsylvania could get 6 to 10 inches of snow. David Roth is a forecaster at the Severe Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland.
Our forecast is still for a significant amount of freezing rain along the Virginia-West Virginia border, and also for heavy snow for eastern West Virginia, western Virginia, northwest Maryland, and southern Pennsylvania. We're still calling for 6 to 10 inches of snow.
I'm John Clemens.
Los Angeles police homicide investigators believe whoever killed three men on Monday afternoon inside of a home in a gated community knew at least one of the victims.
It's clear that the victims knew this individual or individuals, and that they were in that residence that they knew them and let them in.
Police Captain Billy Hayes tells reporters that detectives think they know what motivated the crime, but they are choosing to withhold the information for now. He adds that a woman in an upstairs bedroom of the home heard the gunshots and called 911 for help. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.